Does it count as a broadcaster jinx if I'm not the one calling the game? Because I definitely mentioned earlier that Hurston Waldrop had gone two straight games without giving up an earned run.
Technically, that does count as a broadcaster jinx, yes.
I'm sorry, Warren.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to Hurston.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Hurston Waldrop has given up a run tonight. But the Braves and the Marlins are currently tied at one in the bottom of the first. But I'm sure you don't care about that, right? Because who cares about wins and losses when it comes to the Braves at this point in the season? We're going to continue our Falcons conversation as we did have cut day. The finalization of the rosters happened earlier at 4 p.m. today, so we know who is going to be on the 53-man roster, at least for the time being. Things could change, things could shift around, but at least for the time being, we know who is going to suit up for the Falcons beginning in week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We know who is not going to suit up for the Falcons in 2025, and that's Caleb McGarry, who we learned today is going on injured reserve for the season. His season is over, and that right tackle position is now wide open, because if you think for one second that Elijah Wilkerson has that just locked up, ain't no way. Ain't no way. The Falcons did do a little bit to address the position today by trading for Seahawks offensive tackle Michael Jarrell. They gave up a seventh-round pick for him, but that's going to be another like guy competing for the job that we hope doesn't screw this whole thing up. And so I ask you, 404-726-0929, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025? I want to hear from you. We'll go out to the phone lines and begin with, yeah, I'm not supposed to have favorite callers like you're not supposed to have favorite children, but we'll begin with Mr. Yo. Mr. Yo, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025, sir?
Michael Penix Jr. So listen, let me get this out the way real quick.
Okay.
The son of Jarrell? Are you telling me the son of Jarrell is here on Earth? Look, I'm not going to be that guy who sits here and acts like I've known you for a long time, because I've only known you for like, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Sure.
I believe our first conversation was one of Kirk Cousins getting signed, and I said we had to upgrade the right tackle position because that right tackle was going to get Kirk Cousins killed. And guess what happened? That right tackle, through no fault of his own, he tripped over Lindstrom and got Kirk Cousins killed. So now we're in a position where we're sitting here looking at everybody like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? You know what? You have to improve that position. Like, I am sitting here looking at these roster cuts, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I would have kept Simeon Barrow. I would have kept a couple other guys over Felipe freaking Franks. Are you kidding me? What are we doing? Like, there is a part of football life and being a fanatic where you sit here and you say to yourself, I paid $3,000 for these two season tickets I got to sit in the 300 section to watch Felipe Franks. Are you kidding me? Man, look, there is time. We got 2 weeks to where we can make this right. But Caleb McGarry was a problem prior to us getting our quarterback situation situated. And now he's out for a whole calendar year. And I have people on the air telling me I'm wrong to go and get somebody who can actually pass block when they play right tackle. I do not need to have a fourth freaking tight end sitting there so that the right tackle can pass block, and he's going to be out a whole year.
All right, Mr. Yo, I appreciate the phone call. Like, let's calm down. Let's get our blood pressure lowered. We don't need any trips to the emergency room anytime soon. I get it. It is certainly stressful. I'm with you. Having four tight ends on this roster starting day one, not the direction that I would have gone. However, Mr. Yo, this idea that Caleb McGarry was a complete turnstile, I feel like people have really, really, really overreacted to this, guys, because the simple fact is, His run game blocking was a huge factor in the Falcons being able to run the ball last year. And I know there were issues at times with the pass blocking, but you're acting like, a guy can't ever improve in that category. And then I would like to also point out quite obviously now, I bet week one, you would be begging for Caleb McGarry to be back on this roster.
He got $30 million and everybody said, oh, he's overpaid. Now that he's hurt, he is now singularly the most valuable player on this Falcons team.
Yes.
He was getting $30 million. Everybody was like, oh, we're overpaying this guy. The Falcons ran to the right side. I saw a percentage. It was like 53% of the time they ran to Caleb's side. And they averaged a yard and a half more per carry on the right side running the football than they did to the left side. So, obviously, there's a big difference in having Caleb playing than having Caleb not playing.
Yeah, and the thought that, you know, Caleb McGarry is the reason why Kirk Cousins got killed, like, no. The fact that Kirk Cousins ran as slow as a turtle is part of the reason why Kirk Cousins got killed, and I don't even think that injury was nearly as bad as was put out to be. And yeah, I think the dude is just not nearly as good as a lot of people expect him to be, but that's a whole another point. I want to stick with who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025. Let's keep the phone lines going because I know a lot of you want to get to this. Let's go to Kareem. Kareem, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025?
What's up, Caleb? Hey, man. I know you're saying the most irreplaceable. I got to go with the rest of the line, man. We yeah. cannot afford to lose anyone else in the trenches. Right?
Yeah.
We cannot lose anyone else in the trenches. And, you know, my man, Mr. Yo, man, I love him, man. He had to lament and get some things off his chest. But, you know, hey, man, I would love to have Caleb back right now, right? You think about it. His run blocking was great. And we don't need him to hold the pass as long anymore. Because Penix, if he sees something coming, he's going to at least be able to evade, get up in the pocket, and get you positive yards and not take the sack, right? So, you know, Caleb's deficiency in the pass blocking was going to be masked with the fact that Penix can move in the pocket.
Absolutely. I appreciate the phone call, Kareem. And, yeah, I'm with you. Like, sometimes I get it, Mr. Yo. You just got to get it out. You got to get those frustrations out. And no better place to do it than on the Dopey Millennial Show. But I'm fully with you, Kareem, that this, like, you cannot have another significant injury on this line. I mean, you are essentially talking about a rookie quarterback. I know he played 3 games last year, but you are essentially talking about a rookie quarterback and this idea that you can just throw a body in there and you're going to be fine. Like, no, it is the difference in a starting level offensive lineman and a backup level offensive lineman is just mountains apart, much less a guy that you're grabbing off the scrap pile because he's 36 years old and he's available now and you recognize his name. But there's a reason why those guys don't stick around is because when you lose it, you lose it. Like, it happens fast for a lot of different guys. The Falcons have been insanely lucky to get as much time as they've gotten out of Jake Matthews. And, like, he's another one. You cannot have an injury to this line because replacing him was already going to be hard enough. If replacing Caleb with Storm Norton was going to be one where we were going to be talking on a weekly basis about, like, I hope they're getting a little extra practice at Flowery Branch because this thing certainly needs to improve and to go from missing Caleb to missing Storm Norton, and now you're literally getting a guy who only started for the Seahawks last year because they had this same problem where they were injuries that decimated them at right tackle. It's certainly a position of concern, but let's keep it going on the phone line. Excuse me, with Norris. Norris, who is the most irreplaceable Falcon in 2025?
What's up, man? I'm going to go a little off the beaten path.
Please do.
I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
And don't hate me for doing that.
But I won't.
I'll give you quick shots on why I say these two in particular. All right, Mike Hughes would be number one because if we don't shut down the other side of the field, we're going to be in the same situation with the defense that we were in last year. We're going to be chasing our tails. We're going to have corners falling down all over themselves. And honestly, if we can put that pressure on that second wide receiver or whoever he's covering in that specific play, then that gives us more time for our pass rushers to get home. Second, Younghoe Koo. If he made those field goals last year, even with the turmoil we went through, we are a playoff team. So therefore, I look at it as we are built to be able to withstand all of the defense in the NFL, despite a few teams, with our offense. And if we can get those key moments, just a field goal here or a field goal there, we're in the playoffs. So I don't see why it wouldn't be those two, if you ask me.
I appreciate the phone call, Norris. So I hear you. Like, Mike Hughes, interesting choice. I get the thought process of you've got to have that corner two position, shored up to some extent. Otherwise, teams are going to be able to throw all over you. I am on the opposite end of this where, so I had four guys on my list. And since we're coming towards the end of the break, I will let you know one of them on my list because of Norris. It's AJ Terrell. If you're without AJ Terrell for a significant time of the season, I think...